Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, oh, shit.
Another one.
Another one.
It's later.
Yes, later. It is. Yeah. Let's have some fun.
Let's have some.
I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot, I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot, and I'm not gonna stop cause I got a lot of problems. Talking to a dumb bitch is not gonna solve them. Do a whole lot daily, gotta stay medicated.
Why? I fucking go crazy.
I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot. Smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot, and I'm not gonna stop cause I got a lot of problems. Talking to a dumb bitch is not gonna solve it. Do a whole lot daily, gotta stay medicated.
Why I fucking go crazy?
Yeah, understand you're dealing with a special type of psychopath. Like, can you get away, then come back just to sign your epitaph? Joker laughing at your death, ass size in breath. Leave a damsel in distress, she's safe. Where the dragon breath the balance?
Oh no, the dagger, bitch.
I'm a trilogy, and she's called me Joker. I keep adding on identities. Don't give them what they want, I'm only giving bitches what they need. Bitches eating, bitches eating, bitches, human centipede. All about my vegetables,
the Charlie Green Giant.
Caught a mortuary up there.
Got some new clients, respect my authority.
But I'm
so defiant, your bitch still fat
and she
tried all the diet.
Don't fuck with fat bitches cause I make him catch a heart attack. She doesn't have the stamina like running on another track. I can't fuck with all that belly roll, belly fat, slap her stomach right away down to the pussy cat. Never that, we're fresh shadow, give her bigger bitch a dick and all he's gonna say is, whatever dude, that's you, come here, look what I do. Sell a dick through the drive, can you believe the shit the Joker gets away with all the time? They do a lot of talking, 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 they don't cross the line. The life of the party got y'all fading to the background.
SG
News brought to you by smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot, I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot, and I'm not gonna stop cause I got a lot of problems. Talking to a dumb bitch is not gonna solve them. Do a whole lot daily, gotta stay medicated.
Why?
I fucking go crazy.
I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot, I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot, and I'm not gonna stop cause I got a lot of problems. Talking to a dumb bitch is not gonna solve it. Do a whole lot daily, gotta stay medicated.
Why I fucking go crazy?
Anxiety got me bothered, got me ready to scream and holler. Wanna push the issue, but my pride I gotta swallow. Every time you are around, I think I oughta move some furniture all up and down and through this motherfucker. All the rough. Adjust my crown and cop the bus kiss. Your dismiss, the session's in order and you've been voided off this wish list. No Skittles for you, and no, this blend is not extended. It is so for you, you cannot even get a gift. I fucked around and got back into pimping. Saved my soul and got a whole fleet of bitches. Work all week. Get me off on the weekend. Sub to me while the homies is putting their beat in. Roll my weed and the ice is in my hand. Pop at once, now we all fizz and chillin'. Now we on the bed, lick that squirt and cream shit. Go lick it, eat it, chill with my bitches.
I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot. I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot. And I'm not gonna stop cause I got a lot of problems. Talking to a dumb bitch is not gonna solve them. Do a whole lot daily, gotta stay medicated.
Why?
I fucking go crazy.
I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot. Smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot. And I'm not gonna stop cause I got a lot of problems. Talking to a dumb bitch is not gonna solve it. Do a whole lot daily, gotta stay medicated.
Why I fucking go crazy?
What's up, y'all? What's up? There you have a high mind, and you know, I know what y'all thinking. I know what you thinking. She said she was going to be doing this on Thursday. Yes, you right. I said I'm going to be doing this on Thursday, but guess what? Thursday was a horrible day for me, and I couldn't get it done, but I didn't want to go the week without doing my show. The show still goes on, right? So we got a topic tonight that we're going to talk about, and I need to get my mind all the way right. There you have a high mind where it's wide, not one. And I know it's not Thursday, but today on this lovely Friday, we're going to get it cracking. Because of certain things that, you know, it's subjects that I have talked about before and that's near and dear to my heart that has not been reached out to everyone. And I need to know that everybody has this subject and their heart near and dear, as everybody is looking for love, wanting love, damaging love, all of that. Life. life can get us, right? That's why I didn't do my show yesterday, because life got me. But as you know it, I got to get my cup ready. I got to get my blunt ready. I got to get my mind right, because, you know, it's been a hell of a fucking week, hasn't it? I know a couple of us that have gone through some shit this week that is just like, ooh, child, need a break. But like I always tell people, how you going to take a break from a life you don't have yet? I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. It's always something to do. But we're going to touch on some things tonight. Get yourself together. Get your mind right. We're going to play some music real quick. Let me get on over here and get one of these songs ready. I haven't even prepared myself for anything to play anything. I'm sitting here ready to roll my blunt, you know. That's all there's to it. I'm going to be honest with you. I need to smoke. So let's put one in the air as we listen to some music real quick. Let me put something on for you. Get your shit together, because it's about to be cracking. Let me put on. I just seen something I wanted to hear. And it is past. There it is. Theory of a High Mind, 10 p.m. to midnight. Let's get it cracking, y'all.
Ah, shit. Here we go. Look.
Go.
I'm just playing on this mix. I keep telling y'all that on the top.
Playing.
But I don't want y'all to take me for a motherfucking joke.
Dag, bitch.
AKA 4DB.
4DB win.
All right, this is the warm-up.
Think it's a joke,
y'all. Look, 4DB with it, middle fingers to critics. I love green. I pop out when you eat it, spin it. Yeah, I'm in it to win it, not a gimmick. Daggers the real thing. I step in the room, your wife will try to hide a wedding ring. I know why her cape first thing. I ain't fucking it. Feet to the ceiling, both hands around the juggler. This ain't bestiality, the metaphors don't challenge me. My life is Mortal Kombat, I know all about reality. I'm losing grip, excuse me. Gotta take a shit with two bitches. Wonder why my ass wanna hold my dick. I'm like King Tut, slapping such still fucking. Shut the fuck up unless you asking for another.
Okay,
I'm just playing though, I never have to stop a bitch. I be on my Jedi shit, they do it. Obi-Wan Kenobi, the dirty throw Kobe, watch me ride. You got caught slipping, homie. I don't be playing that when daggers on the microphone. I'm a dog without a home, so you know I gotta roam. Bitches want the daggers on, I share it if it's been a while. I'm a dog, you a bitch, gotta get it doggy style. Let's have a doggy power, call your friends, bring them in. You know you wanna see some asses wiggling and jiggling. The turn up is taking over, fuck it, here we go again. Hold up, back my nigga, kid, where the fuck you been?
Dead to the world, tattoos is tribalist. You say the pimp died, ho, this the revival. Remember me, Mr. Homicidal, AOB, send the kid you simple tens, undesirable, not needed, too easily defeated. I moved on after the last time you retreated, but if needed, I'll empty out the extra bullet cases, testing my patience. Time is not what I'm wasting, hitting straight, coke is what I probably chasing. Chasing after cash, I got your baby mama bracing. And it's a hard hit knowing a nigga ain't shit. From any poor pit, make me the profit. Hood nigga constantly counting profits, got you hating. Hard lazy niggas need to stop it. Music not my main line. When I get to busting bullets, you could call it baseline. Blood leave your body, you can voice into a flat line. Communicating person, no cell phones or landlines. Baltimore riots, destructiveness is my rhyme. You niggas damn in comparison to how my light shine. Out my damn mind, feeling fine. So sit your watch down if you already know the time. If I had just one line, it would be prime. And even if you rule the world, it'd still be mine. Still be mine.
I ain't manageable, I'm barely understandable. Drinking so much liquor, I think my piss is hot. You been talking shit so I can piss in your face. Have you shaking like Puffy while you praying to me? I get the case, they let me go. Someone lost their evidence. Services so secret like I'm rolling with the president. My gift, heaven sent. Just like marijuana leaves. Half man, half God. Bitches always on their knees. I don't ever see their feet. I just want to beat, keep giving to the next freak on Sesame Street. Is where I'm moving. Never trust a bitch. Smoking big blunts with big burgers. Stuff will up again. Don't tickle me, I'm all. I'd rather stay on the couch. Till I stank and turn green. Call me out for the grout. You undercover, homie, loving. Niggas call them Burton Ernie, 4DB, counting bitches.
39, 40.
I gotta wrap it up, 4DB, and make the cut. You see my face, now go ahead and ask me if I give a fuck. I never have, see the world, I never will. I'll just be the hardest nigga on the mic without a deal. I keep it real and state the facts, all I do is murder tracks. And you know I love it cause I still ain't getting paid to rap. Hell is my shit, niggas ain't fucking with my hometown. The West Coast, best kept secret ever.
I'm slurring up off of this Remy, that's just what I've been on.
That's just what I've been on.
I'm twisting backwards or a Dutchman, that's just what I've been on.
That's what I've been on.
Young nigga do say he got Jackson, that's just what I've been on.
That's what I've been on.
Got your bitch off that product of France, man, that's what I've been on.
That's what I've been on, been on.
I'm stacking blue dollars, pink 50s, that's just what I've been on.
Bitch.
Pushing out parts of the city, that's just what I've been on.
That's just what I've been on.
Let me die for some fly shit with
that Remy Martin kept on calling though. Get to spend some and then I need some dro. Act like he ain't no gas when we smoke. And we sip the Remy out the bottle too. To tell the truth, I almost sipped the tooth. Trying to sip the last corner in the booth. I still got 20 bottles sitting in the room. And 1765, ooh. Finna tell your girl to come slide through and have her sipping Remy out the bottle too. They hit and run and gave her back to you because that cup and shit is something I don't do. If it's not you listen, then it's Andrew Jackson's in the Jordan box. I got some Franklin stacking, man. We out to get it and you niggas lacking. Y'all ain't getting money, boy. Y'all niggas acting. Say you bout to action, but don't nothing happen. Hating on me, I'm doing shit that they ain't used to doing. I be drinking Remy like it's nothing to me. Link up with the team, a lot of kill we smoking. If not a back with a Dutch, I'm holding. If not Remy Martin, then it's Hennessy. Two Tennessees mixed with hella trees. That's just what I've been on, nigga. That's the movement. In this life, I'm living everything exclusive. Hit the studio and just start going stupid. Super ruthless how I come up with it. In the shit I talk about, I really live it. I be thumbing 10, 20, 10, 50. Got your bitch and her friend trying to come and give me. Remy, that's just what I've been on.
That's just what I've been on.
I'm twisting backwards or a Dutchman, that's just what I've been on.
That's what I've been on.
Young nigga do say he got Jackson, that's just what I've been on.
Oh, that's what I've been on.
Got your bitch off that product of France, man, that's what I've been on.
That's what I've been on. Been on. I'm stacking blue dollars, pink 50s, that's just what I've been on.
Bitch.
Pushing out parts of the city, that's just what I've been on.
That's just what I've been on.
Left with that full supply shit with the Remy, that's what I've been on.
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 Tell them hoes that I've been on. Fading down that Remy talk. Benji talking, the struggle real, we still saucin' in the street for art, ended up ballin' what I've been on my game. She not stuck up, you just lame. In that rubber bag with two G's, yeah, wanna go get her in this thing. Finally passed, run me cash, but the time and the effort, we made this work. The bitch is mine, she chased that purse like a soda pop. I made her squirt, respect my mind, get your brains burst. See no sleep, nigga, we're alert. Fuck you talking about, we made it bounce. I'm going in, other shit out. I'm going in, scream, that's for sure. I got dumb plus, I can send you cards. I was getting money, started getting more. Started making shots, getting to these scores. Got Jimmy hats for these hoes. Rent me at the liquor stores. Through the doors, Cali boys, the game on lock. Fake a four, and it's new that you might use you. Whoa, new to you, but this what I been on. Late night, she love the crew, her friend too. Yeah, that's what I been on, getting money here, getting money there. Get it anywhere, and that's what I been on. Hoes in here, hoes in here, get some hoes in here.
I'm slurring up off of this Remy, that's just what I've been on.
That's just what I've been on.
I'm twisting backwards or a Dutchman, that's just what I've been on.
That's what I've been on.
Young nigga do say he got Jackson, that's just what I've been on.
Oh, that's what I've been on.
Got your bitch off that product of France, man, that's what I've been on.
That's what I've been on, been on. I'm stacking blue dollars, pink 50s, that's just what I've been on.
Bitch,
pushing out parts of the city, that's just what I've been on.
That's just what I've been on.
Left with that full supply shit with the Remy, that's what I've been on.
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 That's the most that I've been on.
Opportunity to murder you with this time. Cause if I really did, I'd be halfway around the country. Talk about we. But I heard that shit you said about better not find me in these streets.
Oh really?
Oh really, bitch, please, I'ma catch your blood, pull up to your house and scream like
it's me. I know it's 3 a.m. But I heard that you don't like me. Come out the house and tell me, bitch, please.
Call the police on myself before I flee. Leave my number on the door like, bitch, call me. With the XOXO sweet, don't ever dare me. Race my gas next time you'll drive to me. Address included, I can't wait until I see you.
Yo, 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 yo.
It was you that brought the darkness out of me. And now you plead insanity while looking up at me undocumented 5150. Undocumented 5150. Undocumented 5150. In my brain there are three main folks. an angel and a devil, but the asshole. I was saying whoa, saying don't get mad, get glad bad. Don't like you, take a kiss, show fat ass. Gonna introduce you to another get back. Take notes when the motherfucker backtrack. He'll told to a nigga that's a fat rat. That's a lot of information just to get that. The angel tried to guide me off my high horse, but of course I'm a motherfucking Sagittarius. The devil reminds horns make me delirious and serious. But then the asshole steps on in with a grin, saying my friend, there's a new way to win. But it get uglier than home man seeing. Are you witty? Real witty when you're dressing me. Hood bound first lady, walk and tell me every fucking thing, just me and you.
Yo, yo, yo.
Brought the darkness out of me, and now you plead insanity while looking up at me undocumented.
In the form, but these pussy niggas keep looking at me on the start. But these about niggas is known for getting the poppin'. If you need that custom bills or some mollies, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting the poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom bills or some mollies, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting the poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting the poppin'. You can find us in the lobby.
Block monster, Chevy with the doze up. Told little mama took that burner by that good stuff. No chase, no patron to the face. If she with a ride a Mackie, or she got her with a pretty face. We in the lobby, life for the party. Camouflage like a soddy. Fuck a bad bitch, I want a full-blown hottie. Just down the fuck, off of Hennessy and Molly. I turn it up on a varmint. Hatin' on my pills and ain't even poppin'. I see the disfaces on niggas that done copped. Pussy niggas is hatin', they certified varmint. My hustle hard and shot fire with no accomplice. In the lobby, turf up a fifth, Molly some ganja. Ratchet be mild, the other ratchet niggas is varmint. Plotting no thirsty jack, they become moving targets. Target
club, we get turned up in the lobby. Me the party, I put the ratchets in the varmint. These pussy niggas keep looking at me unassaulted. But these hoodbound niggas is known for gettin' poppin'. If you need that clip, some bills or some mollies. You can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting the poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom bills or some mollies. You can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting the poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting the poppin'.
Aw shit, here we go again, 40B in party mode. We do more than, it's with it gang, we looking for the girls that's with it. 80 proof, popping molly, smoking blunt, sniffing lines, the life of the party. Now are you fucking everybody? Look at what the drugs do, get the bitch to spill her guts. One of me to smack a booty, rest of y'all can't even touch. Let me see you back it up, pick it up, drop it down. Left, right, she on the wall, upside down. Look at her, she does it all, hooky dumpy ass. But I'm laughing at the bitch fall, last call for alcohol.
I'm feeling so sorry,
these bitches wanna drink.
You can find us in the lobby,
you niggas need to turn down. Fuck that, we want it all, west side with it gang. If you ain't with it, fuck y'all.
The club, we get turned up in the lobby. We the party up with the ratchets in the form. But these pussy niggas keep looking at me unassaulted. But these about niggas is known for getting the poppin'. If you need that custom bills or some mollies, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting the poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom bills or some mollies, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting the poppin'.
can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas said no for getting a poppy. You can find us in the lobby.
Beyond that motherfucking Chevy with that all chrome thing out. So if a nigga blink long, rubbed up until the thing out. When niggas better think, for vibe on the heat. I probably fuck you blink, leave you slumped in the seat. Molly, 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 you can find us in the lobby. I got these bitches in the yawn. We turn weed a party. Kush burning, so rock straight to the dome. I'm heated heavy, two bitches and I'm on. I'm in the back. Stepping with the chrome and all black, I make it crack and I'm gone. Smash from all angles, whole female fleet. Turn it up on you niggas, from the lobby to the streets. I'm known for going on, I'm known for packing heat. This Molly got me geek, you pussy niggas is sweet. Shaking ratchets in the varmints, you the hardest niggas out. With a gang nigga, what the fuck you talking about?
Fuck the club, we get turned up in the lobby. The party, I put the ratchets in the varmints. Pussy niggas keep looking at me on the salt. But these about niggas is known for getting a pop. If you need that push, them pills on Somalis. You can find us in the lobby. Hoodbound niggas, there's no forgetting the pop.
Yeah.
You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom pills on Somalis. You can find us in the lobby. Hoodbound niggas, there's no forgetting the pop. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. Find us in the lobby.
Yeah. Fuck the club, we in the lobby where the party at. Six bad bitches, four blunts in the ride mat. See me and I'm probably strapped on the way. Turned up, talking to a rambo. Feeling all on her butt, you be like,
damn, bro, you in the club.
No, I'll be like, yeah, bro, I'm trying to fuck her friend. I'm just seeing what it is, what was popping. I gave them both pills, now fucking bitches topless. The power of persuasion, it's only temporary till we meet our destination. It's a rock, no chasing, the invasion had to happen.
It's been all night, yeah.
Now it's time to get it cracking. Ride a mackin' at his finest, your highness to the hoes. On her neck a tatted foe. For sure though, I'm banging trip mode. My code of conduct, hood pound. I don't give a fuck.
Club, we get turned up in the lobby. Be the party, I put the ratchets in the form. These pussy niggas keep looking at me on the salt. But these hip-hop niggas is known for getting a poppin'. If you need that custom feels or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. These hip-hop niggas is known for getting a poppin'. You can find us in the lobby.
All right, and we are back, Theory of a High Mind. I'm going to tell y'all from my live feed right now, I'm only able to talk to you guys right now because I'm looking at my live feed from my phone. However, I'm not going to be able to continue to do that and conversate with y'all the way I want to because I need to be able to refer back to my notes. If that shit broke, I'm fine. So welcome to Theory of a High Mind. I know what y'all thinking. I already said this to the people that's listening along. If you want to listen along, let me go ahead and put the link in there for those who may want to listen along. It is in the comments area. Those who are watching live, if you prefer to listen along, the link is there for you. Those who want to follow along that's listening along, you can go to Kilolo Morse. That's K-I-L-O-L-O Morse. And you can watch along as well if you'd rather look at me, you know. But I hope y'all got y'all drinks. I need to pull out my notes because I really did write notes today. I was all over the place on what I was going to talk about because I had several subjects that I've been writing down because my mind's been all over the place wanting to talk about different things and different situations that I've been in where it had me thinking, like, what the fuck, you know. And I told one of my friends today I was going to talk about how we be in these half-ass relationships, you know, half-assing relationships, you know what I'm saying? But you can't talk about half-assing relationships without talking about where it comes from and what everybody's issue is. Now, when I thought about it, I was thinking about how, and everything I wrote down, it was just like, these are our survival skills. You know, and I can only talk about it from a black woman's point of view. I cannot really touch on the black male's point of view because there's only certain things that I know. I'm not a black man. I can't touch on that. I don't have a black man in the room with me to discuss this topic just so they can say how they feel. But what I can tell you from a black woman's point of view. Now, I made the topic and I put it on there that I ain't saying she no gold digger, because that's one of the biggest issues that we had, is that women is only look at men for money. You know what I'm saying? A woman doesn't look at a man unless he has money. Doesn't love a man properly unless he has money. I've been seeing these things thrown out there, left and right, right and left and left and right. And it's just like, is there any truth to that? You know? And I question it, because it's like, especially with the black race, we have gone through so much, overcame so much, endured so much, that certain things still scar us as people. And because of that, we prepare ourselves for that. Our parents prepare ourselves for that. So you state that women just want you for your money. We only look at you for your money. We only acknowledge you for your money. This is what you're saying. But are you willing to be there mentally, emotionally? See, sometimes those three things are hard, especially coming from black men, because they were taught to suppress their feelings. They were taught to provide. You know, they were taught to not feel. From what I've heard from certain men, this is what you guys understand. So when a woman says, oh, I need you to be there for me mentally and emotionally, you're like, what? So you want me to be a bitch? That's your response to that. Some of you, most of you, at some point in your life before you actually grew up, this was your answer. So when you say, we're gold diggers, we're looking at you for money, no, that's not what we're looking at, but that's the only thing you really have to offer for us, because rating for the mental. But I even took it deeper than that, because I was thinking, you know what I'm saying? You know, how do we get into that aspect? Because for me, growing up with that stigma around me, like, oh, I don't want no nigga to think I want him for his money. I want to be able to get my own money so they can't say that I need them for the money or have that holding over my head. Like, oh, I'm doing this for you, so you got to do it. You know, see, that I talked about this before. That's the importance of family. Your cousins is your first friends. Your siblings. Everything that you go through in your family prepares to what's going to happen out there in life. Because if you say to yourself, if my family can do it, I know these motherfuckers can do it and do it worse. So that's what family is for. That's what the fellowship with the whole family is about. Understanding how people can do you and being ready for it. But as a black woman, we have to adapt to the game, you know what I'm saying? And in a relationship, this is something that I was saying. Like I said, I started off talking about the half-ass relationship, and this is how I got to the gold digger part, because I was thinking to myself, we date to learn. Every relationship that we have ever been in is a lesson for us to prepare us for the person that we're supposed to be with. These are life lessons. This helps you to develop the person you're supposed to be. Because remember when we start off liking boys and stuff, you're like, oh, he's so cute. He got curly hair and he got the cutest smile. He dresses so fly. You know, shit like that. Oh, he's a bad boy. He got a motorcycle. Little shit that we said that we was on, oh, that's the type of man, that's the kind of boyfriend I want. Started getting older now, oh, he got to have a mature mind, and oh, he has to have a car and a job, because I don't want no broke man and I want to be able to be taken out. And you started moving our status. And then as you get older, you start realizing this other stuff that you got to take in consideration. What kind of relationship do you have with your family? How are you when you kicking it with your boys? What kind of homeboys do you got? Because you know they say birds of a feather flock together. You know if you don't respect your mother, you damn sure ain't going to respect me. You know what I'm saying? If there's hurt there, it's going to be hurt in this relationship. The way you was raised,
may have leverage on how toxic this relationship may be. Change as we grow up and realize this other stuff we need to figure out. And then as we get even older, what kind of medical history you got? Any mental health in your family? What is your credit score looking like? You know, the things that we progress with as we looking for love. But with the black woman, we have so much stigma on us with the different things, the angry black woman, the gold digger, the lazy female, all these different women, that our categories that we have in under black women to categorize us in a negative way, even when we try to be positive, it's negative. So it's like we try to build ourselves up so we don't have to depend on anyone and we can be okay because we don't want to live an average life, and now we're the don't need a man women. You know, and all these different segments that we have to deal with because we have to dummy ourselves down to understand what the man really wants. See, the man wants us to be all these different things, and the only thing they really know how to do is provide. So they're going to be the best at it that they can be when they love somebody, when they care about somebody, when they want to be there for somebody. And providing means not just money-wise, but house-wise. They look at certain things and say, oh, you know what, this stuff needs to get done, and I can't expect her to do it, so let me get it done. And I know it's too heavy for her to do or too hard for her to do. She don't know nothing about it, but I do, and I can find out, and I know people that know something that can help me. All these different things that take place in them. You know what I'm saying? This is the ways of the world. It's our way. But see, as I started thinking even more, I'm like, man, you know, again, back to we date to learn. But some of us rather use the bad relationship you're supposed to learn from as a crutch to be a bitch. There's so many times people get their feelings hurt being in these relationships that were not meant for them to be in. They're not long-term relationships. This is something for you to learn at that moment. But sometimes we get stuck somewhere where we're not supposed to be. And because that relationship didn't work out and you was hoping that it would work out, you was hoping that this was the one and you wouldn't have to move on to anybody. Because one thing I noticed as we get older, we lazy. I know I am. You get tired of having to meet another person, get to know them, find out what kind of relationship they got with their family, if they the type of man that put his hands on you, is he a hoe, does he got, is he an undercover brother, you know, just all these different things you got to think about when you meet a new people. You know, when you decide to switch up, switch off. That's why it's hard for me to even say, oh, I'm going to play the field. I ain't got time for that. You niggas, it's not checkbooks. I'm not going to balance you. I'm not going to do it. You know, and that's where I'm at with it. But when we think about the black woman and how we've developed into the people that we are now today, it has a lot to do with the development of us over the times, over the years, through our ancestors, how things went, how things played a part. And a lot of my age group, a lot of our grandparents had to adapt to lifestyles that they really didn't want. You know? And it was a survival tactic, you know. I can't talk about the black man's survival tactics. I can only talk about the black woman's survival tactics. And from what I learned through my grandmother and what she taught me about her mother, what I've learned from my mother, you know, and other women around me. And it was a survival tactic. And there were different ways of survival tactics, especially when it came to being a woman. See, the only thing a woman really knew, and then we're going to start back from like the 20s, 30s, you know. The one thing a black woman knew how to do for sure is take care of some kids and keep the house. You know what I'm saying? So when slavery was up and they and black people were able to fend for themselves, that's what women knew how to do. And if they were caught in a situation where they were left to raise kids on their own, they don't have no education or nothing. They don't know nothing but how to keep house. So what they did, go off and get a job as a maid. Because that's what they knew how to do. Took in laundry because that's what they knew how to do. Took care of someone else's kids while theirs had to be raised part-time. Because they had to take care of their family. You know? So when that came along, these parents was just like, you know what, I'm trying to make it better for my kids. I want you to go to school, go off, and what was the profession in? Nursing and teaching. I only know that because that's what my grandfather told me. You're either going to be a teacher or a nurse. And I was like, hold up now. Do you know we are not in them same days? You know? But that's what qualified as a decent job for a woman. Then as it got older, you can become a secretary or a cosmetologist. You know, these are the things that you could do that would extended categories as women jobs as it got older. These are the things that we had to do. So then you think about what was the survival code with men? You know what I'm saying? You got to throw that in there because these reasons for them to create these jobs for themselves to secure their future as it became important, the woman's rights, is because of how things played a part before time. See, a lot of times women were left to raise kids by themselves because either their husbands were killed, husbands died on a job, are just abandoned the family. Because like in the Depression time, a lot of people that was working had to work in another town, another state, and send money back home. And then after a while, it was like, oh, why would I send the money back home when I can live a whole new life here by myself and they wouldn't even have to find me? They couldn't get here. So again, that goes back to the woman that's like, oh, I don't know how to do nothing to keep a house. So let me hurry up and get a job and keep the house. If they can do that, that's when government assistance start coming along to help the black community, right? So, of course, a lot of people took that because it was help. They needed help. You know what I'm saying? Tried to make the best of what they got. But it's hard. You know what I'm saying? But that was a survival skill. And then we fast forward to now, and we're thinking, like, why are these things happening? Why? We're falling off. You know? Some of us put our crowns down. They set it down on the nightstand, and they ain't picked it up in a while. Need the desktop. But it became a habit to teach our kids to stand on their 2 feet because they got tired of doing it by themselves. For whatever reason, and they didn't want them to do it by themselves for they didn't want their children to do it by themselves without having something to lean on. So they had different survival tactics from that. Survival tactics. And I was thinking about what was the survival tactics. This guy came over there, and I was like, damn, these are survival tactics that they use, because not everybody used the same thing. We all did something different. Our parents all taught, our grandparents all taught our let's say our great-grandparents taught our grandparents something different, which our grandparents taught our parents something different, which our parents taught us something different. You know, because as the generations moved along, it was more things that, more information that needed to be given to the child next in line so they wouldn't fall behind like you did. And we all end up falling behind short because it was something extra that was given in life. We adapted. So when it came down to us being a survival tactic with men, as we got older, women were getting smarter. Many of the older generation took took the older man approach when it came to their kids when it was younger. That's why it's so easy for the puberty age and things that how things transpired, you know, you look at The Color Purple and you say, damn, you know, he married off Miss Seeley, and she was only like between 12 or 15 or something. She had her first baby at 12, 11, 13, something like that. You know, you think about these movies back like that, and it was actually like that. It was actually things going on like that. So, of course, parents started doing stuff to assure that their kids wouldn't fall off. Like, for instance, marrying them off to older gentlemen. And I can bring up a movie that I watch. It's a book, actually. It's called Their Eyes Is Watching God's. It's a novel by Zora Neale Hurston. And if you ever seen the movie, it's directed by Darnell Martin, and it was made in 2005. Halle Berry is one of the main actresses in there. And in the beginning of the movie, she's a young girl. You know, when these young girls in the 1920s and stuff, around that time, once you got to puberty age and you started looking at boys and noticing them and them noticing you, parents got a little worried. And in this movie, they showed you that how they would say, okay, there's an older man that's been checking you out. I'm gonna have you go and check up with him. Go on and get married with him. And what they do is they get them off married to these men, and the whole point is you can have a family with this man or not have a family with this man. But he's old enough to when he dies, you still got enough time with your life to do whatever you want, and you have a piece of land to do it with. That was that mindset. Secure your future. Survival tactics. That was one. Let me get her with somebody, even though this ain't who she want to be with, but this is the right person to be with that is going to make sure you okay, they're not going to mistreat you, and you're going to be taken care of. But this is all because they want to make sure you're okay. I mean, this even happened with my grandmother. See, I had conversations with my grandmother about stuff. And she told me. She said there was a man that she knew that was courting her and she really liked him and her parents did not approve of him. But this other fella that came out of nowhere from Georgia, she was like, oh, yeah, that's the man for you. And he's a preacher. Yep, that's who you be with. And that's who she went with. That's who she married and had a child with. And that's how some people did it for survival tactics, because they want to make sure that their child is in good hands, it's not going to be messed over, and their future is going to be secure. That was one way that they had a survival tactic when dealing with getting older and finding a mate. And another one was unsettling. Like I said, when the government assistance started coming along, people thought, oh, man, this is great. You know what I'm saying? We're getting assistance from the government finally. You know, we can do a little work or not do no work, and they'll still take care of me to a certain degree. That's settling. You settle. You know, some people, I've seen people actually take that and said, you know what, I'm going to use this and do what I need to do, get me a career in something, go back to school, so I can get myself better, get a start a business for themselves, whatever. I've seen people move in their light in these positions just so they can get out of it and have their own home, you know what I'm saying, or be able to survive and paying their own rent in a nice apartment. I've seen it happen time and time again. But there are people that get in that life and they are okay with staying right there. Me personally, I couldn't do it. I actually remember one time where I actually went to the county building and I sat up there for 8 damn hours just to be seen for a few minutes. I got there early in the morning and I was damn near one of the last people they seen. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, oh my God, in this time frame, I could have found a goddamn job and been working by now. Been doing my, like, what? People actually sit here this long just to get some free shit? Mm-mm. I was like, hell no. Let me get my ass up. I'm able-bodied. I don't have time for this shit. But some people really do need it. Other people take advantage of it. But some people really do need it. And it's important. However, sometimes a victim of our circumstances. And it's a constant cycle until someone says, I don't want to do this no more. Some people feel like, hey, this is all that, this is what it is for me. This is all I have. Some people don't know that there's more out there. I always say it's easy to change, but it's hard to take that first step. It'd be the easiest things that we have to do that it's the hardest thing for us to do. You know the little habits we all got? Them little things, them little people that we keep hanging on to, them things we dabble in. We get comfortable with our surroundings. When we feel like we got what we need, when there's so much more out there for us, that's a survival tactic in itself. Me talking about how parents would get their kids into school and stuff, that's another survival tactic, making sure that they have a job, making sure they got education, where they wouldn't have to worry about working, where the only thing, like I said, they worked as a maid for so long that they don't want to see their kid working in someone else's home, slaving in somebody else's house, feeling like they're being a slave still. So what they did was they assured that they got an education, got sent them off to college, made sure they put money to a side so they can send them off to down the road so they can get their nursing degree or teaching degree, and they can come back and get a job doing whatever it is that they feel like doing if they want to come back. Started life somewhere else. So that was a survival tactic to ensure that you are always okay. Even if you don't use it, you got it in case you need it. Survival tactic. And we can't forget the most famous survival tactic, your beauty. Taking advantage of the fact of how pretty you are. You know, flirtatious. Know how to drop the handkerchief at the right moment. bat your eyes at the right moment. Talk all the etiquette of a woman so you can get the man that you want, so you don't have to worry about your life, living an average life. You're not meant to live an average life because you're a trophy wife, right? Yeah, that's a survival tactic. See, some mothers teach their kids that, their daughters that, because they want them to be able to survive. Know how to put on your makeup. Know how to walk with grace. Know when to talk, when not to talk. How to cook food. How to, even talk about sex problems. I wouldn't know because I didn't have that issue. But, you know, these are things that happen. Survival tactics that we go through that is instilled in us through cycles of women in our life to get us to understand that we don't have to settle for average and we don't have to be average. And we don't have to depend on anyone. You know, it's a lot of hurt behind it because of the history. I'm not going to say it's because of the black man, because not everything was brought on that was because of the black man. But because of our history, the black woman has to wear a hat to show, as well as guide, the younger generation in the right direction. And sometimes that damaged part of us is misplaced because of the way it is reciprocated. Of course, we don't want our daughters, our mothers didn't want us growing up thinking you need a man to take care of you. They didn't want us growing up thinking that you don't need a man. They didn't want us to think that. But at the same time, they didn't want us thinking you did need one. You know what I'm saying? In fact, it was never really about the man. It was always, when you gonna give me some grandkids? You know what I'm saying? In my family, it was more so, hey, you can't buy the mouth, why buy the cow when you can have the milk for free? And I'm like, hold up. The plan is to buy the cow. What the fuck are you talking about? This is just a sample. This is a test run. You're like, you know? And you're like, you got to start somewhere. You don't jump in. This ain't the old days. You jump, see somebody, and say, oh, okay, we married now. Y'all wasn't married before. Y'all think my grandparents didn't get married until I was in sixth grade, I think. So they figured this is long enough and they can't be around us looking like heathens and preaching the Lord to us, and they heathens, they feel. But we were taught that because the last thing you want to do is be out here and can't do it for yourself. And everything that we was taught and everything we've tried to be comes off unappreciative. Because especially for a woman that's out here doing it for themselves, and I'm speaking for myself, I don't want no average life. So what I do for me, I do it for me because that's what I want. But, of course, everything that I do, I would love to share it with somebody. But I don't want to share it with somebody that's going to take a seat on my coattail or take a back seat to what's going on. I'm going to always need someone that's a front seat, passenger and driver. Take the wheel. Because a lot of things that I do, it's always great when you have someone there to share with, you know. But it has to be genuine. And if that's the problem out here in this world, that so many people use bad relationships as a clutch to be a bitch. Gold digger, no. I don't consider myself that. But at the same time, like most women, we don't want no nigga that ain't doing nothing. That's okay with being average. Just want to do the bare minimum. That's not willing to grow. Not looking at the possibilities of anything else more than what they got in front of them. Because I'm sure they wouldn't want a woman that's just average. Don't want to do nothing. And the messed up part is there's a lot of women now. We are growing, thriving businesses, doing it for ourselves, taking care of ourselves, our kids by ourselves. So when we do get a man, still staying in the bracket that we've always been in instead of rising and changing our atmosphere and getting something better. So now we're still complaining about men not being who they say they are, but you're not raising your standards. We have to acknowledge when we elevate, so does the surrounding has to elevate as well. A lot of people don't elevate because we're used to our surroundings. And then you complain, oh, it ain't no good man out here. Oh, my goodness. No, it's just that you're not broadening your horizon. There are some good men out there. I actually think that every man out there is a good man for somebody. You may not be a good man for me, but you might be a good man for the next bitch. Because that's how it usually works. What fucks me up is that I've already been in love before. So I know what it takes and I know what it is. I know how you feel towards me. For me to know that I got you. Not half-ass got you, not an infatuation, but really got you. Because there's just certain tall tales that happens. We real motherfuckers out here. We just looking for love. But unfortunately, everybody's too scared to do it because they don't want to get hurt again and without realizing that that's what it takes to find real love. See, sometimes we hurt our own damn feelings staying longer than what we should because we already see that it's an issue. But we refuse to let it go because of an infatuation that grows more into lust because it was never love. You may thought you loved somebody. But it was actually an infatuation that you had with this person, comfortable. See, that's how I got into this conversation in the first place when I started writing the notes on this because I was thinking, you know, people be half-assed in relationships. And wondering why you don't have one. But see, you only half-ass something that you really don't want. You have to be honest with yourself before you get into a relationship with somebody, before you start playing games. That's the problem. People be willing to play games instead of actually just be honest. And sometimes we fuck up in our own right with certain things that we say. We let them know what we want instead of telling them what we don't want, instead of allowing them to speak first, say some stuff, let us know how they feel, what they want, what they looking for, what they got going on in life. I'm all for letting a nigga talk because I want to know how you talk, what you're excited about. What's your passion? How long have you been dealing with this passion? Is this something new or are you just I really try to pay attention to the conversations I have with people because you really can get to know someone right off the bat and understand if this person is from you or not. See, I see this post. And it made me think about some stuff because they were saying, ladies, put in order of importance. And it was five. money, loyalty, personality, dick size, and looks. Now, for me, my answer was 3, 5, 4, 2, 1, which is personality, looks, dick size, loyalty, and money. Now, I picked that order because when I first meet somebody, I may think somebody's ugly, or I may think they're the cutest thing in the world, but it's the personality that actually gets me. And if your personality is cool and your looks, you ain't too sore on the eyes, all right, let me see. I may want to cross the lines with you as we get to know each other, because this process of getting to know each other is going to, you know, take a little bit. And then I may want to know your dick size. So now we may cross the road. Now we crossing the road. And this is just me being honest. Like, this is how it's been going for, you know, me, how motherfuckers been rolling, you know what I'm saying, and how I know how it was in the past, you know what I'm saying. Now I want to know if you're loyal. Because through all this time, because I done got to know you personally, I already know you got a job. So I ain't worried about your money. But now, after I done learned your dick size, I want to know if you loyal with this dick size. And once I figure out that you loyal, now I'm worried about your money, because I want to know, is this where you at with life? Are you trying to do more with life? And if this is where you at, and if we cool like that, am I willing to rise to the occasion like I've done before and make sure I make the even out amount so we can survive together? Because that's what love is. Because the loyalty, everything else to me is more important than the money. Why? Because once you are with the right person, the blessings just continue to flow. That's how you know you got the right person on your team. The blessings just continues to flow like everything. Everything that you've been praying about, everything you wanted, everything, it just starts to flow, and everything starts to work out in your favor, and you just like, wow. You start stressing about something, and the minute you not know more, you got another problem, it's just started, everything just starts to slide. Stuff that you was already stressing about starts to slide. Things start coming together. Anybody in a relationship that's happy right now are in a, I'm not going to say happy, but that is in a strong relationship. I can vouch for this. You start seeing the blessings come together when you get with the right person. And things seem to work out for the best. And you can't, you just know. You just know. And all you could do is just say, hey, this is it, and accept it. Sometimes we get with something and we'll be like, ooh, baby, is this real? Like, this can't be. We've been with so many damaged people. When we finally find someone that's not damaged, we'd be like, damn, this can't be true. We be waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to start. It's almost like, you know, when you get with somebody, it's almost like trying to find a job. You got to have a resume. You almost got to start asking them questions like you in a job interview. What's your 3 strengths and your 3 weakness? I need to know. Why your last relationship didn't work out? You have to ask these questions. Do you have 3 references? I always wanted to make a dating website where they had to have 3 references, 2 girlfriends, 2 ex-girlfriends, and a friend. Or a sister. You know, sisters don't have no problem putting dirt on their brothers. But I really thought about that question, and I was just like, this is, you know. And the crazy part is the top 3 was loyalty,
personality and looks, if I'm not mistaken. And I kept thinking, like, loyalty could never be my first one, because how you going to know someone is loyal to you right off the bat when you're just getting to know them? I can't expect you to be loyal to me right off the bat when we're just dating. You could be dating somebody else at the same time you date me, and as soon as you find that you really digging me and I'm digging you, then we start taking each other serious. Then we start really, like, spending more time and getting to know each other. And then as that prolongs over the months and that months turns into years, then you start thinking, you know, this is something. Maybe we should move in together, you know, if you haven't already. You know what I'm saying? That's when the real problems come, because now you got to adapt to each other. Is you nasty? Do you know how to clean up after yourself? Do I need to wash your clothes? Are you going to cook? Are you going to take the trash out? All these different things flowing through each other's mind. Oh, you need to have company? We can't chill on the first. What? That was my issue when we first moved in. I was like, nigga, you want to have company on the first day and this nigga want to bring a whole new bitch that ain't even his bitch? Nope. This ain't no whole house. Nope. This is where I lay my head. You're not about to let him have a lover's crawl over here because he done brought one of his bitches when he got a bitch. Nah. That's how I got down. But the arguments come and the understandings come as you live with somebody. And that's what we went through, the living stage with, oh, I don't want no man in the house. Okay, cool, then don't have no women in the house when I'm not here. Okay, you know, you set boundaries. If I got a lock on my phone, that's my business, that's my privacy, you don't need to see it, that. Fine, don't look at mine. Okay, boom, got that. You wash your clothes, I wash my clothes. If I decide to wash your clothes, that's just me being generous, but you know, that's, you want to wash your own, no problem. You know, when you live with somebody, it's a lot of ups and downs. When you're in a relationship that you have to go through, but you eventually balance it out, because it's about understanding each other. You know what I'm saying? I try not to say it's not no right or wrong or win or lose type of situation when it's arguing. It's mainly about understanding what the issue is and coming to an understanding about it and some kind of medium. Like, I used to couldn't stand when my husband, late husband used to freeze some punch or some Kool-Aid and then sit there with a knife and just shanking the motherfucker. And I used to be like, oh my God, it's killing me. It reminded me of someone scraping their nails against a chalkboard, and because it was constant. And I kept telling him, oh, my God, could you stop? Oh, my God. It was always a problem to the point where I would just leave out the room until he was done, or he would just wait till it softens up so all he would have to do is just ch-ch-ch and then scoop. But it was just like, oh, my God, why are you doing that? And he eventually asked me, like, well, why does it bother you so much? And when I explained it to him, I said, it just reminds me of this, and that takes me to this, and it's just, when it's consistent, it bothers me even more. But if you just did it for a little bit and stopped and then went back to it, it wouldn't bother me as bad. So then when he got that, it clicked to him, okay, I get it now. It's a noise that, it referenced her to something else, so let me try not to do it as often. I take something, or at least let it slush down enough to where when I do that, I'm not drinking it, but it's still slushing. So he started learning. And it was an adapting, you know what I'm saying? I knew he liked to play his video game, and I couldn't stand it because it was an everyday, consistent thing. But he always tried to accommodate my feelings for that. by trying to take it out to the garage, not doing it certain days or shutting it down after a certain time, especially when I'm with my work schedule, you know, it became different. Where I didn't even have to see anybody anymore. So you work at these relationships, and when you get in, gets to the point where you're living together, you really have to work at it in a partnership where both of you guys are on the same page. Things that you expect, things you don't expect, things what you won't allow, what you will accept, you know, and you can't just come at it all right off the top, because this is something that you gradually learn as you go along, you know, because certain things just don't fly. And certain things do. And it has to be an understanding. But a lot of people really don't try to understand, you know. And a lot of people like to interpret what people say in the wrong way without trying to assure that they understand what they're saying. You know, a lot of pain, a lot of arguments, whether relationship or any relationship you have, friendship or anything, it's normally a problem with how you said it. And versus what you said. Would they say 80% how you said it versus 20% of what you said? Because sometimes you can say what you say and it not be offensive to that person. You know. However, and you got some people that can't handle the truth so badly that they will take anything you say as an attack. Now, being a Sagittarius, I know that sometimes my peoples have a tendency to stick their nose where they ain't got no, well, how my grandma said, put their shovel in somebody else's own shit. Okay? That's what we have a problem with doing. And for the most part, it's genuine. However, it is the approach that makes it unbearable to some people, because I've seen it with my own eyes, and when I seen it with my own eyes, it made me reevaluate myself. Always when I see a characteristic in a Sagittarius, and I'd be like, oh, I'd be thinking, damn, do I do that? And I'd be thinking, damn, I do that. But the only difference is it's the approach. Because if I approach a situation where I feel like I'm sticking my nose in someone else's business, I'm really genuine about it. You know what I'm saying? But I've seen Sagittarians actually stick their nose in somebody's business, and even though they was genuine, they came off real confrontational and or judgmental. And what they had to say was not received properly. Or maybe it was addressed to the wrong person. You know, I've seen so many different things where it made me question, like, ooh. So I think that's why now for me, when I find myself trying to get more involved in what people seem like they want me to be, I back up. Whether it's work, whether if it's family, rather if it's friends. If I feel like I'm asking you one time too many about and trying to be involved with you, and there's no give back to that, I step back from that. And I don't take it as a diss. I just take it as me needing to know how to mind my own damn business and focus on me. Because if somebody wants you there, they're going to want you there. If somebody needs you, they really need you, they're going to. Yeah, but we do have that bad habit, and I'm not just going to blame the Sagittarians for that, because I've seen other people do it too, where we overstep our boundaries. And even though it's from a good place, it's not received because of how it's said or the time frame of when it's said. Because I know me. I'm one of them people. If I'm angry at a situation, at that moment when I'm pissed off, all I need you to do is co-sign in a peaceful way. Man, fuck that bitch. It's all good, baby. It's going to be all good. Don't even trip. That's it. That's all I need you to do. Because once I start calming down and I'm cool, then you can say, well, you didn't have to get it like that. You know she ain't shit. Fuck that bitch. We ain't got to worry about her. You good. She ain't worth that. Because that's when I'm level-minded, where you can talk to me. Trying to tell me right from wrong when I'm already heated is only going to piss me. It's adding more wood on top of the fire to fuel it even more. So that's another thing you have to consider your timing. What you say, how you say it, your delivery. You know what I'm saying? I find myself sometimes when I'm out, I get involved and get in the middle of a fight just to brighten up the person's day, to take them out of that angry spirit. Why? Because we're out. We're supposed to be having fun. And I don't want nobody to sit up here and not be having fun around me, because it's not going to let me have fun. I'd rather you be in a mood of yes. Because I'll be telling people, if you living in your shine, stop worrying about what the next motherfucker got to say and just do you. Caring about what the next motherfucker say. Who gives a fuck? That's why you can see me out there looking busted and disgusted sometimes. And then other times you see me come out and I'm stunting like, hey. Because I don't care. I see y'all too often to care. Fuck y'all. Shit. Y'all see me when I look good versus when I don't. Who cares? You know? Do you be happy? And stop letting other your relationships define what you should be in a relationship and how you can and cannot be in a relationship. That shit get on my nerve. Y'all really take these bad relationships that y'all in and choose to be an asshole behind them. Just be honest with yourself. And be honest with others. Because again, this is how this came to that. We women who try to be more for ourselves, and I was just like, man, this is a survival tactic. You know, we shouldn't have to figure out a way to be okay without you. That should never be the goal when you get married, is to assure that I'm okay without you. It should be us making sure we're okay together. And it doesn't take much. You know, but there's a lot of games being played out here. People half-assing relationships. Don't nobody want to die alone, but everybody want to do the lonely shit. All these games. Social media fucked up a lot of shit for y'all. It fucked up a lot of shit for me. Because I don't play the games. I don't have time to. Why? Because I'm trying to grow. I don't want to sit in the same position doing the same shit over and over again. Seeing the same people, doing the same shit. Unless this is just a hobby and I can just come out whenever I want to. My lifestyle don't count for that. I tell people all the time, I'm trying to build a life I don't need a vacation from. So
because I don't want to be one of them people going to work every day mad, disgusted, and coming home angry. I don't want to be that person. I don't. So it takes me growing for some things. But again, everybody wants somebody. Yes, it's true. But we shouldn't have to prepare for no fuck shit with somebody. You should already be prepared anyway. I know people that have funds set to the side for themselves so they can always have something to take care of themselves, doing the right thing. But other people, they just fall to the wayside and forget. It's a lot of growing we got to do. Real estate, it's a lot of growing we got to do. Our parents and our grandparents, they tried to teach us a lot of stuff. And there's a lot of things we have to learn on our own. But I feel like just watching them, we should have learned a lot of things just off of mistakes that they made and what we know. So I'm trying to do better. I hope you are too. And don't forget, we are not gold diggers. We go off the basis that we know that. But me as a strong black woman that's independent, when money is not what we need from you, how can we get the emotional and the mental support? When you were never taught to being connected with your emotions like that, and you're still trying to figure things out mentally for yourself. So that's where the fine line comes into. I ain't saying she no gold digger. Don't nobody want no broke nigga. But hell, we'll take a broke nigga with a dream before we take a broke nigga that don't want to do shit. Remember that word, indolent? We talked about that last week or the week before. The habitual, lazy person. Yeah. That's something to consider, to think about. Because it's not that we don't want a broke nigga. A broke nigga with a dream. A broke nigga that's broke because he paid all his bills. A broke nigga because he gave his last to his kids. A broke nigga that because he spent his last on starting his LLC or whatever the fuck. Those. A broke nigga with potential. We like that. Fucked up a part about niggas that be having potential, and sometimes they don't be seeing the potential in themselves. So we can see it all we want to, but we can't do nothing with it. If they can't see it, they fell. Try to help, try to rise, try to do whatever you can. But you don't want to push too much without making them feel like you're pushing them into something that they don't want to do or they consider not doing anymore. You know, you don't want to badger and make it feel like that they are on a time frame to get it done or something. You know, it's so much into assuring your man without stressing him. And we are information people. We need to have information. We have to know. We have to be in the know. We don't want to think. You know what I'm saying? We have to be in the know. So one thing we can't stand is to be out there thinking we know and find out we don't know. That's the hardest thing. You get out there talking about, no, I know what my boo doing. I know what he, oh, maybe I don't. Some people know how to play it, so to play it slick. Like, oh, I already knew that. I ain't like that. I don't know how to fake the funk that quick. Not over no shit like that. I'd be like, oh, for real? Like, oh, well. That's good for him. That's good for her. Sorry to hear. Oops. Why are you telling me? That's what I'd be like. Because people are good at information. It's still high school. That's what social media did. Brought out the high school and everybody. But now it's just a bigger college hill. That's what it is. It's a bigger college hill. Mm-hmm. Just got out of high school ass motherfuckers. I want to be the top of the world ass niggas. The kooky. But yeah, I had to come to y'all live tonight. I have a couple of more topics that I want to talk about, but I'm not going to do it tonight. I'm going to do it later on. I'm going to get back on my Thursday tip. Got a couple of things going on. I'm going to be punching in on a new platform. Probably starting next Thursday. I want to get it up and popping. Get everything rolling. Because I don't want Facebook cutting me off on no bullshit. If I decide to play something different, I'll do something different. And I don't always be at the par to be up on front of this camera. But I hope you guys have a great weekend. Hopefully I'll see some of y'all home. If not, till next time, be safe. I'm going to go ahead and play some music. I'm going to go ahead and drop this live feed before I start playing some music because that's what I do. That's what I do, baby. Because I love, even though I love playing my music, the live feed doesn't really care for it. But I love talking to you guys. I hope you have a great night, a great weekend. We're going to play some music for the last 30 minutes. Let's, I do some stuff cracking. You guys enjoy.
But I know you ain't gon' step to me. Boys claim they bout it, but don't even know the recipe. Think it's about time I start checking the pedigree. I'm an H-time soldier. I done got older. Switch the style up, so I had to come colder. From the land of the screw you, the nigga, I don't know you. Got clicks with the goons and they all running through you. I ain't never back down or ran from no nigga. Call me Mayweather, got the one hit the quitter. Got a click with the goons and I shut the spot down. You want it right now, we can get it right now.
Tryna shake my hands, still chasing his dreams while I'm tryna cop them bands. They said I couldn't make it, but yeah, here I am. Follow the plan, now it's time for me to blow. Time for me to get it and go. To be honest, I'm kinda nervous, no pressure though. What if I were to really make it and never lose control? What if I were to really make it and never come back home? Damn, I love riding through the city lights. It gives me hope, cause when I'm gloomy, man, my future's bright. Give me the motive, I do what I do, we'll keep it moving. Can't never lose it, my music is moving, I'm writing movies. Hold up, better the legacy, this empire will stand tall. Long live the real artists, made the fakes fall. I'm better the legacy, this empire will stand tall. Shit, long live the real artists, made the fakes fall.
Damn, yeah, 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 yeah. Damn, everything you say I couldn't do.
give a damn. Let them haters talk from the sideline. My mind on this money, y'all gotta get mine. I can't even see them haters, I'ma play blind. All work, non-stop, boy, watch me grind. Tryna block my shine, boy, keep trying. These haters got me wrong, cause they steady lying. My ex-chick said I wanna mount this shit. Next time you probably just look better, be for some dick. Yeah, I know you bitch, cause you been dismissed. That's your fault, cause you couldn't be legit. If you talking down, I'm taking names. Turn your back on the fam, I'm taking aim. Staying loyal to the fam, that's a part of the game. If you ask about me, it's not hard to explain, cause I am.
I rep a city full of weed smokers and a pill pipe. Mr. Beat the pussy popper, put a chopper on the car. Shock your mortar blocker if you catch me fighting in the street. I don't kill, I cripple, now you walking funny. Third feet, yeah, because I got the reach. Leave a bitch's pussy free, sucking on me like a leech. Just so good she ought to teach. Now she begging for a piece, you lucky that you got a taste.
Security, security,
come get these bitches out my face. I'm uglier than Leatherface. My child is some sucky beat. Don't sleep that much, but when I do, Freddy Krueger scared of me. Beat up Michael Myers, I went toe to toe with Jamie too. They never said a word until I heard. Got two new masks for Halloween, a chainsaw with a lot of gas. I'm the best for chiller, quiz with Freddy's love of Chucky ass. My CD is a horror movie, but we making all the cats. They calling me the Joker now, all I ever do is laugh.
I'm we coming up so we good now. But fuck with us, I wish you would now. Cause we keep that hood sound, cause we always hold the hood down. Motherfucker, this is
Hoodbound.
I'm from Hoodbound. We coming up so we good now. But fuck with us, I wish you would now. Cause we keep that hood sound, cause we always hold the hood down. Motherfucker, this is
you know what it is, nigga, why you acting dumb? From them South Central streets where niggas ask, where you from? Gang bang the wrong thing and your life get took. The best lessons is life is taught by pimps and crooks. I done shook niggas hands, I done watch niggas die. I done fucked on some bitches, yeah. Some niggas do time. This life I lead is full of greed and savages. We'll breed jealousy
from fiends and scavengers.
On my Black Panther shit, nigga fist held high. I ride for my color like I ride for my side. I'm a side in the city, nigga, really with that rah-rah. Test the wrong nigga, watch your noodles get tied. Mac rider number one, fuck the federal official. Talk 'em, catch me on the block with a pistol. I get you up, rip through the gristle, tearing through the ligament. Tick a talk that street shit, but bitch, I'm really living.
I'm from Hoodbound, we coming up so we good now. But fuck with us, I wish you would now. Cause we keep that hood sound, cause we always hold the hood down. Motherfucker, this is
Hoodbound.
I'm from Hoodbound, we coming up so we good now. But fuck with us, I wish you would now. Cause we keep that hood sound, cause we always hold the hood down. Motherfucker, this is
Baggotry. It's a capacity. Happy audacity. Bitch. Threw that shade rapidly. Coming after me. Turn the other cheek for you to cap at me. Bullseye, you done woke up the G and me. Fuck it thin now, you gonna bleed, you see? I ain't playing with you, baby. Step your game up, I'm amazing. Your words don't even take me, but your presence just affecting and your breath is overwhelming. You just gonna let me? Yeah. Okay. I fuck your face and yell, get out. You should've known now. All around I get down. The dark of the town. You fucking clown. You the dope selling weed, bitches. Somebody save a weed and some pokey for
the flow. I'm from Hoodbound. We coming up, so we good now. But fuck with us, I wish you would now. Cause we keep that hood sound. Cause we always hold the hood down. Motherfucker, this is
Hoodbound.
I'm from Hoodbound. We coming up, so we good now. But fuck with us, I wish you would now. Cause we keep that hood sound. Cause we always hold the hood down. Motherfucker, this is
Hoodbound.
That's right.
It's lady time.
Let's have some fun, y'all. Let's go.
Yo.
That's right. We know that. Been saying this shit for years.
Yeah.
Get in on this.
Let's get on a little bit.
A bitch will always be a bitch. Some things will never ever change. They holler for them dollars. They be acting strange for all the change. They work they ass to make their money. See them, they don't give a damn. You pay them for their private snaps. I'm
stalking them on Instagram.
I'm a different type of man. I won't give a bitch a dime. What I look like paying for a body part that isn't mine. Bitches lost their mind. Now I must correct the problem. Thought that I was catching feelings. Yeah, you're right, bitch. I caught them. Before they did some damage. Trust me, you don't want emotionally. My feelings at the door.
I'm here to win.
I'm always coaching. A bunch of G.I. James. I need a bitch that's trained to kill. And my team brings rings. Nigga, I'm the black seal. On the real gold bitches, leg on my ego. Fuck the bitch, let the homie sit. Don't give her no paper. I'm for the bitches and I'm with it. Am I ever gonna quit? Been doing this for years. These bitches still ain't shit.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. 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 Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Bitch, nigga, bitch, nigga, bitch, 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 bitch. Mouth running like a faucet, always flying soft as shit. Pimp, hand ain't strong and always getting dismissed. You got your cake and eat it too, but a cookie you won't get. You must be wet behind the ears, cause you talking to a pimp like I was born last night and not at night. Ain't that a bitch? Gotta push past your belly cause I see you full of shit. Gonna tell you what you want, continue treating you like a trick. Give me everything I want, keep me begging for a dick. Blow me up day and night, trying to game me like a simp. Keep trying in the build up, let you down bit by bit. Wanna leave my ass, but you can't handle it. Cause a bitch nigga, oh please,
oh please.
But boy, sit up on me. I'm real with it, and I see
real
all the bitch in you, bitch nigga, I see.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. 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 Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Bitches ain't shit, niggas ain't either. Tell Dag I'ma need 20 grand for the feature. Slap a bitch in the sleeper. Give a dope dick, the home claim she a keeper. No bitch, maneuver manufacturer, miscellaneous product.
Portfolio profit,
that's why these hoes is starstruck. She far from loyal, destroy your confidence. Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks.
I got issues. I'm about to start hitting now.
Solo and blowing on dope, thinking all the shit I've done. All the folks I helped out plenty of times. I'm worried about number one.
So now the bitch is out, but the cage is free, and the shoe fits all so perfectly. Got crown hood bound, gave a nigga a key, and the round table rhyme so viciously. So when you see me in the streets, bow to your knees and say,
another one bites the dust.
You run your mouth, got your ass socked in your teeth, they say,
another one bites the dust.
He blew me up, talking all about what I did, he knew.
Another one bites the dust.
And if you see me reaching up under my seat, you best,
another one bites the dust.
Got your ass socked in your teeth, they say,
another one bites the dust.
He blew me up, talking all about what I did, he knew.
Another one bites the dust.
And if you see me reaching up under my feet, you best,
another one bites the dust.
Man, I'm getting tired of all these motherfuckers who want to come stay with you, be permanent guests in your motherfucking house and shit. Over there taking all your shit, using up all your shit. All your good shit and replace it with some cheap shit. Who the fuck do that shit? Messing up your motherfucking house, breaking shit. Kids running around this motherfucker like they done lost their motherfucking mind. I'm just saying, my nigga. Some same time, blood could be thinner than the water in your motherfucking glass. Cause pack that fucking blunt back there, nigga. I'm feeling so pissed off with this shit. I need to piss out. I'ma calm down in a second, my nigga. Talk my hand out of squeezing the trigger. Every excuse start with I figure. Guess got my house fucked up, I need a cigarette. Bitch better make me wet. Trying to use me, I better bend the fed. Like Nike, just do it, gon' take that check. Green with it is, you rep on deck. Take this, you put some dip in shit. Ain't no challenge, no quit, this bitch. Give it to your hood like you're doing in the wreck. When you know you ain't got no car on deck. Cause I beat you with my fist, unfortunately you are so pissed out on the gram. And didn't tap me when you tried to sneak a dick. So how your mother tell me sis, like you're my brother. My bitch, you make a reboot, keep on every time you let us go. When you hit me in the street, bow to your knees and say,
another one bites the dust.
Keep running your mouth, got your ass socked in your teeth. They say,
another one bites the dust.
He blew me up, talking all about what I did. He knew,
another one bites the dust, yeah.
With my hard ass,
hard ass.
giving you, baby, giving you too damn much. You got my catch your bluff, trying to figure out what you gonna do with this love. Seems like you never ever could get enough, running around pounding every bitch you can think of, perpetrating about your feelings, knowing it's love, contemplating about the who, where, why, and what. How you ever think you had a bitch stuck? In the beginning, all she wanted to do was just fuck, nigga, bitch, because a bitch know how to choose her. That gives him a right to go ahead and run him up, pointing fingers at me like I'm the one that's corrupt. All because you found out you wasn't the only one. Keep throwing them back on what the fuck is up in your cup. Chain smoking the pack like you fucked up your lungs. Stress, baby, this too just begun. And when it's a rap, best believe I'll be done. But I ain't done, keeping it real, I'm just done. Falling for a motherfucker that's made for just fun. Housewife and a hoe, just a rape like my son. What a man, end up with a boy that sucks thumb. Keep pinching my weed and where the fuck is my fiber? At the end of the day, I can say I'm just full. Doing tricks for a nigga, bitch for a nigga, tits for a nigga, ought to get dumped on a hump. Lump coming up in my throat, fuck what you know. My mind playing tricks with a nigga though, cause he's telling me shit I wanna hear though, but I don't believe everything I think I know. Spent 13 years sitting on a thumb just to get knocked off back to ground zero. Best believe I'm my own fucking hero. I'm a loner, but I really want you there though. But this life that I'm giving got you scared though. Content with messing with these silly hoes, all because you thinking about what happened long before. Got me walking on tops and pins and needles, and you act that if your mind's feeble, falling for the same shit like you didn't know, with a different bitch that possesses the same. Carry on and waiting for you to be the happy home. Happy. Am I wrong? You can say so, but I never know. Up in the vibe that's so strong, although you deny and deny and deny, I know what we're here for. And go back, go, let's go. Get a bag and get a bottle, pick a lane, stay in it, cause tonight I'm on. I'ma live in the green and do what I want. No bullet, shake the attitude at the door. Don't wanna see the ass no time tomorrow. Ain't got no money that you can borrow. Playing taxi cab, listen to all these sorrows. But you say that you and I gonna go farther, but I'm giving you, I'm giving you, baby, I'm giving you, baby, I'm giving you, baby, too damn much. I'm giving you, baby.
Hey, real witty remix with nigga tendencies. Black and black and two steps from the side of crazy. Got predicted queen and extraordinary philanthropy. Giving niggas life when these bitches keep trying to press me. Only goal in life to stay black and die on everything. Compton breed a fucker on spring ghetto and uppity. Trying to find a balance between good and evil, the blasphemy. Got me contemplating on snapping these folks that blatantly keep me relevant. Public toilet crappy lips. Running over till I punch their ass up with a double fist. Feeling better, finally no longer full of shit. Fucking prison, let me take a mental pick. The moment that you thought you were relevant, gotta be quicker than that, you punk bitch. Snatch your whole dreams real quick. Your member or don't member it. Now I know the verdict, you's illiterate. Let me repeat again, but put in simple terms that you'll understand. I'm a woman, name real. Your name, no reveal. You say bad things, what's the deal? I say talk to me, you say kill, but I'm with it though. Now you chill, can't look past all that, that's for real. So when you see, you know what time it is. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Real G's keep it real at all costs. Even if it means you gotta take your own loss. They ain't passing out no blames when you know it's your fault. Can't nobody jeopardize what you was already taught. But you don't hear me though. Words ain't even bombs anymore. That's for sure. If I said it, best believe it's a go. My approach will have a bitch looking like a fucking dope. Ain't a bully, but I need you to be in the dope. Don't think about it, be about it. Arm make peace about it. If my patience wears thin, I'm gonna have to leap about it. If I end up going to jail, I may have to weep about it. But I promise I won't forget about it. I'm making me the hot top. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Hey, don't let the smooth taste boot ya. Straight cut from California. Quick to a roll up on her. Blasting her style as I burst around the corner. No sticks, no knives, no heat. Just some old fashioned ass whooping in the street. Shake hands after you get your ass beat. Learn your lesson about fucking with me. Molly walk your ass, but I'm still a lady. Whatever wave you on, keep that same energy. Respect is on my name, that's the way it's supposed to be. And tell them other bitches what you know about me. I promise it, no sucker shit, and wanna give you this. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep
Keep that same energy and not counter it. 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 Keep that same energy and not
counter
it.
That's the whole about me.
Bitch.
I fucked up with you one time. Telling you.
You know, people always want to know what buttons to push when they fuck with me. I keep telling y'all, y'all don't want this. Everybody want to know what makes me tick. Let me give you some facts. You want to know what makes a bitch tick. Gotta switch, when it's up that means I'm on, bitch. Like buzz flows coming at you like electric. Burn the stage and tell them all about who really real with it. Raised in an era that was filled with it. Observing all the bullshit, it was a trait. And best believe I got good at it. My stepdad was a real prick, killed it. Living under false pretense like he ain't never ever did shit. Such a hypocrite, I remember when he's ready to kill a bitch. Had my mama in the room trembling, stumbling over words, pack a bag, that's absurd. I'm grabbing all my shit, fuck this punk and what you heard. I'm on the curb thinking what a fucking jerk. I wanna plant this nigga in the dirt, roses blooming as a perk. My brother wanna get this nigga murk. But living in peace for me is more than putting in work. It ain't even worth all the times we was punching bags. Take a drink, make a scene with the music blast. Acting like a king, but a joke, you can kiss my ass. You gonna reap what you sow, and I hope it lasts. Sit around in circles and watch your body collapse. Saying prayer for my soul, cause out loud I had to laugh. 13 years old, I was grown, and it's a fact. I blame you for that. My mama died with a broken heart, living in her parents' house, married to a fucking mark, who never came to visit her or talked to the daughters, lot of charge. And why the brain tumor kept coming back in different parts of the brain drove me insane for the doctors to say there was nothing that they can do. All we can do now is pray. I'm looking at this nigga like, that's why you get paid. You better fix my mama or your feet, your body was laid. Needless to say, December 17th, it was evident that my dreams was irrelevant. Brother cried one tear, that was it. Use my thumb to work that shit. I'm a motherless child, ain't that a bitch? Watch in her life, she lie up in a casket. Gotta roll up a blunt or two as a casket. Henny bottle, I'm underage, so you know I stashed it. Grandma in my view, cause she buried the only kid.
Almost lost it.
Look at the glass and see how full it is. Still got a daddy I can rock with. He on that dividend and damn be active in my life. Moved to market road, he been back quick. A product of his environment. Suicide is what they rooted. 16 years old and the fact is I'm a motherfucking orphan. Awarded to the state, being raised by my folks that was out of date. Mad that my daddy decided to take the easy way. Couldn't believe having no parents was my fate. I knew my daddy was trying to save face. Heartbroken by my mom's terminate. Didn't know what to do, let alone what to say. Beat himself about the things he said that day.
Daddy, it's okay.
He couldn't afford shit, but he still had a gift for my mom for Christmas. She didn't want the shit, every year the same shit. Grew tired of it, finally ended with as you wish. So when she died, the next year he lost it. Thinking he had something to do with it. Long Beach to LA, coping mechanism. Overdosing was his final and last decision.
That's a fact, kid.